Srila Prabhupada, translation of Prabhupada's Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Pariksit sat on the chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants, and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Maharaj Pariksit is distinguished from his grandfather Arjun for black horses pulled his chariot instead of white horses. He marked his flag with the mark of a lion, and his grandfather marked his with the mark of Hanumanji. A royal procession like that of Maharaj Pariksit surrounded by well-decorated chariots, cavalry, elephants, and infantry, and band not only to pleasing to the eyes, but also is a sign of civilization that is authentic even on the fighting front. Narayan namaskritaya naram ceva narottamam devim saraswatim yasam tato jayat mudirayat Nastapresu bhadresu nityam bhagavati sevayam bhagavati uttamas loke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. So I'll just get ready for the class. Before I give the class, I'll read this message out. Someone wrote a message glorifying Radha Gokulananda. So it's a nice message. Dear Radha Gokulananda, I have not ability to describe your beauty. Even if I tried, I would fail. There are no words in any language to do justice to your beauty, strength and qualities. Your beauty is beyond words and can only be felt within the heart. You are like the sun, and like the sun, your light is available to everyone in every situation. I am in darkness. I must be very unfortunate not to be able to feel your presence and your warm embrace. My heart feels very heavy. I have accumulated sins knowingly. In the presence of the Supreme, the heart opens like the lotus flower in the sun without any force or strain. Let my heart open like a lotus flower petal by petal. I offer anything that is to be offered and pray that you disregard any unwanted qualities. I am really that unfortunate that I cannot always understand what you are trying to teach me. Please help me to see you in every situation. Please keep showing me signs so that you are close. Help me get out of the darkness. Someone sent a letter in. Doesn't say who. So, let's see. Arjuna's chariot was marked with Bajranga, Hanumanji. And Hanumanji, he fought in the battle with Lord Ram, and he used stones and boulders, being from a monkey race. He fought like that. And Krishna's chariot was marked with Garuda. And Pariksit Maharaj's chariot was marked with lion. So this was known only in lion. It signifies Narsingadev. Even Lord Chaitanya, when he came during Rath Yatra, King Patapuru was trying to pull a chariot. even with strong elephants, the chariot would not move. So then Lord Chaitanya, he went out the back of the chariot with his associates. And when Lord Chaitanya was the head, he pulled the chariot. The chariot moved. So that shows the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord. So we accept Lord Chaitanya on the basis of Shastra, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the line of great devotees and the spiritual masters. There is certain people who only accept Lord Chaitanya as a great saintly person, the Nimbaka Sampradaya. They accept him as a great saintly person. But they don't understand the line of Shastra and the great acharyas. So it's not like anyone can claim himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's symptoms are mentioned in the scriptures, and his coming is also given in scriptures. And it's also shown by their activities. So I'm just repeating Srila Prabhupada's lecture. I heard some points he's mentioned here. So a devotee does the needful for... So if it is necessary to fight, and he will do that. Arjuna initially did not want to fight, but because Krishna wanted him to fight, he fought. A devotee does not just chant Hare Krishna. Although, for someone to do that, he has to be experienced. Just like Haridas Thakur was doing that, but Lord Chaitanya himself preached Krishna consciousness. So when Krishna comes, when Krishna comes to this world, he has two things. Parijana sarunam, vinaya diskitam, dharma samstapatame, sambhavam yuge yuge. He comes to get rid of the protect the devotees and get rid of the miscreants and re-establish religious principles. So when Krishna comes in different incarnations, he uses weapons to kill the demons. When Krishna came he himself came, he used a chakra to kill the demons. And when he came as Lord Ram, he used a bow and arrow. In Kali Yuga, he doesn't use weapons because he comes to kill the demoniac mentality. He does that through his devotees. The devotees have no separate agenda from Krishna. Their plan is by what Krishna wants them to do. A devotee doesn't go against Krishna's plan. He's in line with Krishna's plan. Prabhupada himself gave a quote. He said, "I have my plan, you have your plan, and Krishna has his plan." So like this, a devotee never goes against. He never goes against Krishna's plan. So Lord Chaitanya, he came. After him, the six Goswamis came, and they wrote many scriptures. Then the Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. He restarted the mission of Lord Chaitanya, and Srila Prabhupada spread it around the world. through establishing many temples and writing many books. So Srila Prabhupada's instruction was that we have to create brahmanas to educate the masses of people. In modern day education, they promote cow killing and they don't train brahmanas. They disrespect brahmanas. So this is why the degradation is there. So in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it explains how Krishna appears in this world in four forms: Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi, Ganga, and the devotees. So, we can see why Prabhupada, he stressed the importance of creating brahmanas or training. He gave the example of the head. If the other parts of the body are cut off, the body will still live on. But the head is cut off, then the body will die. So brahmanas are like the head; they guide the society. And so in the same way, Maharaj Pariksit, he was sitting in his chariot, ready to go and fight. And his thing was to protect the Brahminical culture, because his culture is very important. By understanding the spiritual culture, then everything else will balance out. This is how one of the reasons why Kali entered is because the Brahmana Pariksit Maharaj was cursed. He was cursed, and killing of the cows. So Pariksit Maharaj, he came to stop Kali from killing the cow. And in his time, Kali could see that he could not enter the kingdom of Maharaj Pariksit rule. Because he couldn't find any discrepancy. He couldn't find any fault. So when Pariksit Maharaj was going to kill Kali at that time, Kali said, I am also your citizen. You can't. I'm part of, this is my age. So Pariksit Maharaj gave him four places to live, where there's meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. And Kali asked for another additional place, which was where gold is holded. So as devotees, part of the Krishna consciousness movement, we also part of the line of Maharaj Pariksit. We are coming in line of kings. Prabhupada explained in one of his lectures that devotees are coming in line of kings, because his knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is given through line of kings. And kings always keep their treasury hidden. Even though they may show their treasures, they keep the inner treasure in their hearts hidden. So, for us practicing devotees, our way to go spiritually strong is to understand what Prabhupada is saying in his books. And also understand Srila Prabhupada's lectures, because I had a lecture by Jayaprataka Swami. He was saying how 4,500 years after the Kali Yuga coming in, Lord Chaitanya comes. And Lord Chaitanya, he spreads the holy name of Krishna around India. And he establishes the Yuga Dharma. And then it says that those individuals which Lord Chaitanya could not catch, they escaped from his presence. Like Lord Chaitanya took sannyas to deliver the students, the scientists, the philosophers, and all these Mayavadis and like this, because they were trying to escape his grip. But then Lord Chaitanya said, those people who escape my grip, I will send my Chandrapati Bhakta. And he will spread the holy name of Krishna around the world. So that's Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came after 5,000 years of Kali Yuga had elapsed. And this is given in Padma Purana also, how Narada Muni is glorifying Srila Prabhupada. At this particular time, as devotees, we are in a very stable situation. That Srila Prabhupada has written all the books, all the lectures are there, and devotees have become mature over the years now. ISKCON has been established over 50 years, so maturity is there. So as practicing devotees, all we have to do is follow the teachings. And we shouldn't be like parrot type. We have to go like munis. Munis are deep thinkers. They go deep into their thinking and they try to imbibe their teachings in their life. So by absorbing the thinking within, then you can also have an impact on others. So Srila Prabhupada explained in his lecture how someone may give the argument that I don't see Krishna in my presence now. So Prabhupada said the spiritual master is Krishna's representative. You follow his instruction, and that's the same as following Krishna's instruction. Hare Krishna. So this is an interesting quote by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explaining how to, according to our sincerity, we attain a leader according to our sincerity. Where can we find a spiritual master? Only the person Lord Krishna sends us as spiritual master will manifest before us as our guru. By the Lord's mercy we attain a spiritual master, and by the spiritual master's mercy we attain Krishna. We are given a spiritual master according to our fortune. Different people have different mentalities, and the omniscient Lord sends each an appropriate spiritual master. There are those who desire the Lord's non-duplicious mercy and who are completely dependent on Him for their success. These souls please the Lord with their simple sincerity. To bestow His mercy upon them, He appears before them personally. To those who want something else from the Lord, who are not actually aspiring for His complete mercy, the Lord sends through His illusory energy a spiritual master appropriate to their mentality. A sincere person never faces difficulty, but quickly finds a bona fide guru. So Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning of starting the Hare Krishna movement, he established the scriptural standard of chanting 64 rounds. So devotees couldn't do that. Then Prabhupada minimized it to 32 rounds, and they couldn't do that. So Prabhupada said 16 rounds minimum, no less. So we can see from this how, according to how strong we become in our chanting and seeing to the scriptures, then the link to Krishna will be easy to connect. Prabhupada also says in the Nectar Devotion that those who read the books of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, devotional service will be easy to practice. So, it's also given in one of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, he explains how in previous times there was no need of books. People would just hear and they would understand. But this was for the only intelligent class of people. So from this we have to understand that we have to become intelligent. And how to become intelligent? We have to make the scriptures our eyes, not depend on his mundane eyes. Because it says if one takes one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards the person, or some say 100 steps. So Krishna is very eager to reciprocate with us. Prabhupada explains how that Krishna is working harder than we are working to actually bring us back to him. He's appearing in many ways to actually bring us back to him. He appears as the scriptures, he appears in his deity form, and then, like he said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi, Ganga, and he sends his devotees also to help us on the right path back to him. So, there are three levels of devotees. There is the Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. So the Kanishtha Adhikari, he only sees Krishna in the temple. He doesn't see Krishna anywhere else. So Prabhupada emphasizes it's very important to come to the Madhyam Adhikari platform. The Madhyam Adhikari, he makes four distinctions. He worships Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He makes friends with devotees. He shows mercy to the innocent, and he avoids the envious. So from the Madhyam Adhikari platform, then it becomes easier to make fast advancement in spiritual life. So that's why Prabhupada emphasized reading his books. He said, if you read my books every day, 1 or 2 hours, then renunciation will come into you. Because in one of his letters, Prabhupada said that these books are like written, they're also like chanting. It's like written mantras. Like by reading, you get the potency to chant the holy name eventually. Prabhupada said, I didn't write these books, Krishna wrote them. So the basic understanding in spiritual life is, like Jesus Christ says, what's the use of gaining all the world if you lose your immortal soul? Prabhupada is also quoting this in his Bhagavad Gita purports. He mentions this point. So according to how much we understand how we are not the body, and according to we understand who Krishna is, then, and we take to chanting the holy name seriously, and we read Prabhupada's books, then in this way our our connection to Krishna will become strong. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanda ki jai. So, there are many examples of devotees who had this fighting spirit in ISKCON. We see some examples are there. How Brahmananda and Guru Das, they went to Pakistan to preach. And Prabhupada was very concerned about them. So when they came out, they were put against the wall. The soldiers put them against the wall. And they were going to shoot them. So Brahmananda told Guru Das, get your bead bag out and start chanting. As soon as they got their bead bags and started chanting, the soldiers got bewildered and thought, these people are different. So they just let them go. There was one devotee, Partha Saharthi Prabhu. He was preaching in Iran or something. He was undercover Hare Krishna. And this story was there how this Muslim found out that he was an undercover Hare Krishna. And he was in his tanker, the Muslim was in his tanker or car or something. And Partha Saharthi Prabhu went behind him. And he put his shalagram on his head, or this. And his Muslim soldier, he actually admitted, he said, actually, I didn't realize that Krishna was my best friend. But his potency of shalagram is powerful, you know. Then he could understand that actually he was running away from his true friend. And we also see the example people who come in touch with the devotees, how their lives have changed. Like we can see in this lockdown period, there's devotees who are regularly coming. They can't take Chanamrita, they can't see the deities, they don't get garlands. And some of them I see sometimes, they're very, very eager to have these things. They're hankering for them. They feel they're missing it. So we can see from this how Krishna is here in the deity form. The Chanamrita is non-different. We are bathing Krishna. From these examples, we should have faith that Krishna is there with us. We should have this faith that if we go into a difficult patch, we should pray to Krishna. He will help us. And then by regularly going to aartis, the aartis are there, midday aarti, 7 o'clock. By going to the aartis, then this will help you strengthen your bhajan in time. Because he said in Nectar Devotion that those who go for the aartis, it helps them strengthen their bhajan to Krishna more and more. They get the benefit of what yogis practice for many years in the Himalayas. Just by going for the aartis, they get this benefit of coming to the line of bhakti yoga. The devotion in Krishna will increase more and more over time. So Prabhupada, he gave everything nicely in a summary form. He summarized everything nicely in very simple form. That he wrote his books in a way that applied to us in the times of circumstance which apply now. And he also gave the deity form in a simple way. Like in Sri Sampradaya, they do 5 hours deity worship, which is part of Dwapara Yuga standard. As Prabhupada, he summarized in 2 hours, we do deity worship, dressing, everything. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes chanting of Hare Krishna more. And we go on Harinams, book distribution, when like that. So, from this we can understand how Lord Chaitanya's mercy is much more Prabhupada comments in the teaching of Queen Kunti that this mercy given by Lord Chaitanya of hearing and chanting is only given by Him. Other avatars of Krishna don't give that mercy so easy. Lord Chaitanya is the one who just gives it easy to everyone. So I'll tell a story about Hanuman. There's a story which happened in Jagannath Puri, because Hanuman is actually very... he appears in three leelas at one time. In Lord Chaitanya Leela, he appears in Murari Gupta. And actually, Murari Gupta was thinking that when Lord Ram came, he separated from Sita. So the Lord's pastimes are hard to understand. So Lord Chaitanya is going to leave this world very soon. So he got a plan to get a knife and kill himself. He got his knife sharpened and everything. So Lord Chaitanya came in the morning and he told Murari Gupta that, "Are you ready to do anything I tell you?" And Murari Gupta said, "Yes." The Lord Chaitanya said, "Give me that knife." And Lord Chaitanya told him, "I know where you kept that knife." And Lord Chaitanya went and got it. And he said, "Never ever think of anything like this." So we can understand from this how, you know, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna is very omniscient. They know everything. And they know how to protect their devotees. And there's an example on how Krishna doesn't take offenses. Offenses to his devotees he takes very seriously. So we have to be guardless of again making offenses to devotees. So there's an example of that. One time Lord Jagannath was noticing that his Sudarshan Chakra was becoming very proud. So he asked the Sudarshan Chakra, "Go and call Hanuman." So Sudarshan Chakra went to call Hanuman. So when Hanuman was coming, the Sudarshan Chakra was stopping Hanuman from coming to see Lord Jagannath. So Hanuman started offering praise to Lord Jagannath. So when Sudarshan Chakra came back to Lord Jagannath wasn't very pleased with Sudarshan Chakra. He said, "You made offenses to Hanuman. So you have to suffer now. I'm going to give you punishment." So Lord Jagannath told the Sudarshan Chakra, "You're going to become the wall on the right side of the Jagannath temple until the end of Kali Yuga." So Sudarshan Chakra told Lord Jagannath, "This is heavy punishment. Please lighten the punishment." So Lord Jagannath said, "Okay, you can become a chakra on top of the temple. So when people see that chakra, they'll be taking darshan of me." This is in the Jagannath book, how Lord Jagannath's pastimes with Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj made. It's in that pastime. And there was another pastime of Hanuman, how one time he went to Ayodhya, and the ocean in Jagannath Puri, because there's a Hanuman deity right next to the ocean, not very far. It protects the ocean from covering Jagannath Puri. So one time Hanuman went to Ayodhya, and Lord Jagannath called him back quickly. Because when he went there, the ocean was disturbing Jagannath Puri. It was disturbing, waves were coming in. So like that, we can see how Hanuman is very active in Krishna's pastimes in different avatars. Like he appears in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, as in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Any comments or questions? Please go ahead.
Deities and getting the benefit of smelling the flowers and so on. But what of those devotees outside that have deities at home that are worshipping?
If you can do that,
they get benefit.
That's also good. But there's a difference between the temple deity standard and the home deity standard. Like here, they get offered 7 times a day prasadam, mahaprasad, and standards are higher. Home standards could be higher, not saying they're not high, but generally the standards are much lower in the homes. But that's why the temple is like the basis for everyone to come and take darshan.
Yeah, I had another question regarding Hanuman. What was the connection between Hanuman and Lord Shiva?
In Chaitanya Bhagavat it says, this is Lord Chaitanya, he's saying Hanuman is an incarnation of Rudra.
Okay.
So there's a pastime of that in some Puranas explaining how one time Lord Shiva was enjoying with Parvati in some forest and they became monkeys. And from that enjoyment, a semen came out. So Parvati already had a son, Ganesh, from an elephant head. Parvati said, I don't want another son with a monkey. So then Lord Shiva, he gave that semen to Vayu. Vayu took that semen. So that's why Hanuman is also known as son of Vayu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your class, Prabhu. Really enjoyed it. You were talking about how the Munis, they are not just learning the teachings, but they're trying to imbibe the teachings in their everyday life. So I just wanted to ask, for us who are living in the temple, we're doing the same procedure, the same routine every single day. How do we learn to imbibe the teachings that we're learning from the books in our everyday life? What kind of process should we do, or what things should we do to kind of learn?
Not just follow what Prabhupada has given. As you become more spiritually strong, intelligence will come in. Krishna will give you more and more intelligence. Just like this morning in class, I was going to give a different, but then I heard Prabhupada's lecture, then I noted it down. So Krishna is giving intelligence. We are just puppets. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. In the class you mentioned that a Kanishtha Adhikari sees Krishna only in the temple, nowhere else. And a Madhyam worships Krishna as the Supreme, makes friends with devotees, shows mercy to innocent and avoids the envious. What about a Uttama Adhikari in this connection?
Well, Uttama Adhikari, he's just absorbed from what I heard in the life of Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj, he explains that someone who is in strong bhajan, they only come to the Madhyama platform under high authority. Like Prabhupada was ordered by his guru to preach Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ordered him, so he did it. But they only go under higher order. Otherwise they're happy in their own bhajan. They don't have anything to go for. That is there to please Krishna, however Krishna wants. Like Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, someone asked him a question, why you dress like this, Why do you dress in a certain way? You should dress, you only had a copy, nothing much, like. And he said, I go by what Krishna wants me to do. So you can't understand Uttama Adhikari, how they work. They're completely on a very high platform. But they come to the Madhyama platform to preach. Like Prabhupada was ordered by his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, to come to the preach in the English-speaking language. So they go by higher order. I think Mataji's got a question on the other side.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I was wondering, in Krishna's pastimes, I know that Hanuman appears on the flag in Arjuna's chariot, but does he appear as any other personality, or is that how he appears in Krishna's pastimes on the flag?
Well, Hanuman is more, he's more into worship of Lord Ram. Like even in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, when Hanuman was told that you should worship Radha Krishna, he couldn't do it. And he told Lord Chaitanya, you ordered me to do that, but I can't do it. Better I give up my life. So Lord Chaitanya said, your worship is the highest, because you're worshipping your Lord. But obviously he's assisting Krishna's pastimes when Krishna wants him to come, he understands. But also Hanuman is not in the spiritual world. He resides in the material world. There's different vashas above the earthly realm, and he resides in one of the vashas where Lord Ramachandra's glories are being spoken. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it explains how Hanuman is praying to Lord Chaitanya that, please allow me to be in this realm on the material world where I can assist your pastimes.
So is he both in the material world and the spiritual world?
No, he's in the material world helping Krishna in his pastimes. That's why he's saying Chaitanya Bhagavata explains like that. Also in Rupa Goswami's teachings to Lord Chaitanya, same point is mentioned. So Hanuman is very active in the material world. If you pray to him, he helps you. I mean, there are certain jivas which are known as chiranjivan in the material world. They never die. There are certain jivas which never die. Ashwatthama, Hanuman is one of them. Because he's not jiva tattva. He's shiva tattva. So they assist Krishna in their pastimes. Like after Tama, in the next millennium, he'll become Vyasadeva or something like that. So, same with his Hanuman, like that. They have certain... Krishna has a plan in the material world, you know, to reclaim the fallen souls. So he has his pure devotees who are here to assist him in those plans.
Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. You said that Narad Muni glorified Prabhupada in Padma Puran.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you can remember exactly what he said.
No, that's what he says. It's in the book of Parikram, this book, he wrote this book, this one devotee was doing for many years. Narad Muni glorifies Prabhupada, saying that Prabhupada, what he's going to do when he comes. Prabhupada is not ordinary. He's the chief commander in Lord Chaitanya's army. That's very intimate, you know, like. And Japataka Swami explains that when after Prabhupada is coming, he'll make it so easy for others to go back to Godhead. So he's giving the mercy. Lord Chaitanya is sending his intimate associates like Prabhupada to give mercy to us. So we just have to be open for the mercy and take it. Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.